Pardon the interruption, but I'm Frank Isola. Hey, Tony, scientists say they've reversed the aging process in a group of elderly adults.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You know what that means for me? 50 more years of PTI.
Why not? Think about how many more NBA final games Mike could attend. It's a lot.
Yeah, 50 or 60 for him because I'm so much older than he is. Where is he today, by the way? Why are you here? Did Wilbon, did the birthday boy celebrate a little too hard? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Saints start Taysom Hill, Gordon Hayward enters free agency, and the Raptors cannot play in Canada. But we begin today with the Seattle Seahawks beating the Arizona Cardinals last night, as predicted by me. Russell Wilson had zero turnovers for the first time in five games. Kyler Murray had a shot to tie at the end of the game, but he was sacked by new acquisition Carlos Dunlap. Frank, did this win convince you that Seattle has righted its ship?
It really has, and I guess that's why Wilbon's not here. Arizona Dream Week is finally over. Chris Paul going to the Suns, obviously Hail Murray. It's all over. As you know, Tony, for the last 10 years, Seattle's been one of the best teams in the league because of their defense. And their defense this year just hasn't been good. Arizona comes into the game averaging 169 yards on the ground. They were held to 57. And I get it. Murray still had a chance to win the game. But what happened at the end of the game? They got a sack. The Cardinals are 1-8-1 over the last 2 years when you hold Murray under 30 rushing yards. That was the key. Seattle finally won because of their defense.
So I'll give you that stat, and I'll go one better because I got the same stat package. They are 0-5-1 when you hold him under 20, and he got 15. They also hit him seven times, and they sacked him three times. And the first time they played, they didn't touch him. So the blueprint to beat Kyler Murray, at least in these infant stages, because he's only been in the league a year and a half, would be to get on him, to hit him, to pester him. Yep. Sort of the same thing with Tom Brady. You wouldn't expect it to be the same because he's so elusive. I think Seattle, I thought that was a total must win for them. And I thought that Russell Wilson played very well. He was conservative and he played well. More statistics, 23 of 28, only 197 yards passing, but two touchdowns and no interceptions. And he's now 9-1, Frank. He's 9-1 on Thursday night. And I just think they had to have that game, and Arizona did not.
Absolutely, especially because the game was in Seattle. You know, Tony, they ended the game by sacking him. You know what I thought was a critical play? At the end of the first half, it's a 3rd-and-1. Arizona has the ball at about midfield. Kyler Murray goes to run. They get him for a 2-yard loss. Arizona punts the ball. Seattle marches down the field, kicks a field goal. That was big because Arizona was going to get the ball to start the second half. So the play at the end of the first half and the play at the end of the game, to me, tells you a lot about where this defense is right now. It's finally getting a little bit better.
Somebody's showing off that they watched that whole game. I will say this. The next four games for Seattle, this is their schedule. This is like an all-you-can-eat buffet at the Golden Corral. It's the Eagles, the Giants, the Jets, and Washington. They are combined 8-28-1. So this should be the impetus to get Seattle where it needs to be. And you're totally right about the defense shows up for the first time. It was allowing 29-plus points a game. Right. And it holds you to 21. It has a chance. They have a chance. Yeah.
That's why that win was so big, because the schedule now is in their favor. All right, Tony, a surprise from the Saints this morning. Though he hasn't confirmed it publicly, Sean Payton has reportedly decided to start Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston against the Falcons. Winston had played in place of the injured Drew Brees last week, but Diana Russini reports that he will not be a part of any offensive packages on Sunday. Hill has thrown just 20 passes in his NFL career. Tony, who do you think should get the start?
Well, I will tell you that I just sort of assumed that Jameis Winston would get the start.
I did, too.
I thought he played pretty well last week, and I thought he would play better. And the reason I thought he would play better is Sean Payton, who I believe actually is that rare thing, an offensive genius. But if you're telling me that Sean Payton's going with the other guy, I'm not going to criticize that because I think Sean Payton is that good. And obviously he loves Taysom Hill. If I'm not mistaken, he signed him to a $21 million deal over two years, which is a tremendous amount of money for a guy who rarely plays. So, I mean, if they lose, I'm happy to be critical on Monday. But today on Friday, I'm not going to be critical because of my respect for Payton.
Now, one of the strengths of their offense is they use Taysom Hill as kind of a gimmick, a situational player. You know, he could run, he can throw, he can catch the ball. So now you're taking that away, though, by starting him. But I think the contract that you mentioned has a lot to do with it. Maybe they're thinking, if this is going to be our guy, let's see it now. Let's see what he can do over the next couple of weeks. Tony, he has thrown 20 passes in his career. Jameis Winston threw 10 last week, filling in. I mean, Jameis Winston had 30 interceptions last year. That's how much he's thrown the ball. I agree with you. I'm a little surprised. I thought they were going to go with Jameis Winston, but something tells me that money factors into it.
So I look at Taysom Hill as a really good utility infielder.
Yes,
he fills in at every position in the infield, and you don't lose productivity. But I don't think of him as a starting quarterback yet in the league. What is interesting to me is how this played out relative to last year. When Breeze got hurt last year, they immediately put in Teddy Bridgewater, who went 5-0. And Hill was on that team. Okay, this year, if they put Hill in there, I don't know how you can look at that, Frank, as anything other than a lack of confidence in Jameis Winston. I mean, I don't know how you read it any differently.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, we don't know what's going on in practice this week. So maybe Sean Payton is thinking, you know what, Taysom Hill, he's looked good for a while. This is the opportunity. That's the thing. And I also think, to your point, Sean Payton has a lot of confidence, and he's a great offensive coach. Maybe he's thinking,
we've been waiting for this moment
for a while. This is going to be Taysom Hill's time.
See, I think of Taysom Hill as a guy who runs it in or catches a pass and then runs it in, a pass from Drew Brees. I don't think of him quite in this way. I don't. Well, we'll see. We'll see. The big NBA news late yesterday wasn't the draft. That came and went without a ripple. The big news was that Gordon Hayward would opt out of a $34 million guarantee for this coming season with the Celtics. Hayward would leave Brad Stevens, who was his college coach, and leave Boston, where he seemed, to me anyway, to be a good fit. Frank, how big a loss is this for the Celtics, and where do you think Gordon Hayward will end up?
It's going to be a big loss. Well, as you know, Tony, there's no chance that you walk away from $34 million unless you know that you have a deal out there. He must know that he can get 4 years between $80 and $100 million over 4 years. The Atlanta Hawks are a team to look at. The New York Knicks are a team to look at. And he's from the state of Indiana, so the Pacers are a team that's also interested. What the Celtics want, they knew that Gordon Hayward wasn't in their plans anymore. He knew that as well. They're hoping to do some kind of sign and trade to bring a player back. Let's think about it. 2 years ago, Kyrie Irving left. Last year, it was Al Horford. I don't think that those player departures really hurt the team. But if Gordon Hayward were to leave and they don't get anything back, I'm not so sure they're going to make it back to the conference finals.
See, you know a lot more about the NBA than I do, and I concede that point. I look at a guy who walks away from $34 million on a good team, and I figure, okay, he's got money coming back at him somewhere. But is he going to get on that good a team? I had a friend of mine text me last night saying exactly what you said, that he's going to be headed for Indiana because his wife is from Indiana. He played college ball at Butler, which I believe is in Indianapolis, and he would fit right in there. But then what do they do with Victor Oladipo? And I think Indiana's a good team, but I don't think they're as good as Boston. I was unaware that he was not in Boston's plans down the road. The other thing you hear all the time, and I'm serious when I say all the time, anytime someone is leaving a team, they go, well, they could wind up at the Knicks. Why would you wind up at the Knicks? The Knicks stink. They have no players. They change coaches and personnel every single year. People say, well, Russell Westbrook's going to wind up at the Knicks. It's like going to a desert island. I don't know why you would do it. And Atlanta, to me, is the same. They stink. So why would you leave a good team unless you were going to a good team?
I think it's all about finances. Him believing he can get between $80 and $100 million. Here's the thing. If they don't include Miles Turner in a sign-and-trade with Indiana, Oladipo, maybe he would be going back to Boston. He's been unhappy, and he's in the final year of his contract. Keep this in mind, though, Tony. Gordon Hayward, the 3 years in Boston, he only played in 125 games.
He got hurt.
And that includes, obviously, the opener when he only played in one game. So it really has been a rough 3 years for him. He wasn't as productive as they hoped he would be.
Let me just ask this question. When you say it's all about the money, would he accept playing on a weak team just to get the money?
Maybe he would do something where he did it just for 1 year, knowing that in a place like Atlanta or New York, I'm going to get more playing time. I increase my value. Then the following year, I could strike it rich in free agency.
Okay.
That could be a factor as well.
Okay, makes sense. Let's take a break, but coming up, will the Raiders upset the Chiefs for a second time?
And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, will they finally get it together against the Titans? See that?
Gordon Hayward would have had the most famous shot in the history of college basketball.
100%.
If that shot goes down against Duke, it is the number one shot ever. It back rims.
Missed it by this much.
Right back rim.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline. Perhaps the only remaining psychic hotline in the entire world. There are a lot of them when we started this bit. Hark, I sense the first call.
Hello, Frank. Hello, Tony. Did you see the Raiders upsetting the Chiefs again?
I don't see it. I don't see it this time. And the Raiders lost, let me get the number right, 6 starters on the offensive line or the defensive line, something like that, all week to practice to the COVID protocols. They lost a total of 11 players. I mean, look, you're not playing the Jets here. You're playing the Super Bowl champion team, a team that you already beat. You put 40 on them. I mean, all year long, other than that game, they've yielded an average of 17.9 points. So they hate you because of what you did to them, and they hate you because you took a lap around Arrowhead in your team buses. So that's motivation, Holmes. I mean, as much as I'd like to see it, I don't see them winning a second time. I don't.
No, I don't see it either. And every time the Chiefs lose, which isn't often, I'm shocked by it. And the last time they played, Mahomes had a crucial fourth quarter turnover. You mentioned the bus going around the stadium, and that seems to tick off the Chiefs. Let me ask you this. You and I have been in the Giants Stadium parking lot plenty of times, now MetLife. How many times, with nobody in the parking lot, you could have GPS and a roadmap, how hard is it to get out of the parking lot? Maybe the bus driver just couldn't find the exit. Do you ever think of that? Do you really think they were rubbing it in?
I actually think it was deliberate. I actually think they were rubbing it in. But I will say this. If indeed they beat them a second time, then suddenly in all Super Bowl conversations, the Raiders go up. They do.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs are that good, right? The Chiefs are that good. Next.
Hey, Tony and Frank. Do you see the Ravens getting it together this weekend against the Titans?
Okay, so I want to go to betting for a second. I want to be sure about this. The Ravens opened at -7, and it got bet down as low as 5.5, which means a lot of money was there on Tennessee. Because bettors may have been skittish, last week the Ravens were 7 at New England, and people went all over the place to bet on them, and they got beat. They got beat. Now, do I like Baltimore here? I actually do like Baltimore here. I mean, if you look at these two teams, both going in bad directions at the moment, they have had a common opponent lately, Frank, and that's the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis beat Tennessee 34-17. Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. So Tennessee's really going the wrong way, and I do like Baltimore here.
Yeah, Tennessee hasn't played in 10 days. Here's the thing, though. Derrick Henry, when they met in the playoffs, had 195 yards on the ground. So I think they could still run the ball. My big thing will be Lamar Jackson. I think he is now the quarterback where after every game, we seem to take his temperature more than any other quarterback in the NFL. And I think the 2 home playoff losses have a lot to do with it. I wonder, Tony, are you the same way? I think his confidence now is a little shaken, throwing the ball, even running the ball.
Well, what has hurt his reputation in the games you're talking about is the notion that he can't win a big game. I don't know that this is a big game. Maybe it is a big game. I'm not sure about that. I know they got the best kicker in the world. They got Justin Tucker. He's the best kicker in the world. And that's one of the reasons I like Baltimore in this game. And it is a chance for Lamar Jackson to sort of burnish the reputation a little bit more. The phone lines are now closed. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I sense us talking about the team from the North leaving Canada to play the season much further south.
And the Bucks have decided whether they'll keep pursuing the player they thought they traded for the other night. Tennessee has a terrible kicking game, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know that I admire. Well, I think I do. I admire what Canada's doing. They're saying, we're not going to have this. We're not letting everybody in. It's not letting you all in. You know?
Only if you play hockey. Then they let you in. That's where the two bubbles were.
If you stay in Edmonton.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 51st birthday, William Christopher Sweeney. You know him as Dabo, which is a kind of a scrunched up pronunciation of that boy. He has built Clemson into a football powerhouse on the same rung of the ladder as Alabama and Ohio State. Clemson is 7-1 this season after losing at Notre Dame without their starting quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence is back now as Clemson plays at Florida State tomorrow, Florida State being one of those traditional powerhouses that Clemson has left in its wake. Dabo won national championships in 2016 and 2018, beating his alma mater, Alabama, both times. Dabo lost the national championship to Alabama in 2015 and lost it last year to LSU. But like LeBron James, Dabo somehow finds himself in the finals nearly every year. He's scheduled to make $8.3 million this year, ranking him third behind Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron after voluntarily taking a pandemic pay cut.
I'll tell you what, Clemson, the program's come a long way since Danny Ford won that first title back in 81. But here's the thing with Dabo, with the money he makes, do you think he ever goes to the NFL?
I don't know if he ever goes to the NFL. I'm wondering if when Nick Saban leaves, if he goes to Alabama. Or if he wants to avoid that because the comparisons would be too harsh. Happy anniversary, Cal Golden Bears. On this day 38 years ago, after kicking a field goal to go up 20-19, Stanford kicked off to Cal with just 4 seconds left in the game. And what ensued became probably the most famous and celebrated kickoff return in college football history. Stanford squib kicked and Cal used 5 laterals, 2 of which appeared to be of questionable legality, to make it to the end zone for the last second victory. Of course, what made the play legendary was that the Stanford band was on the field, believing the game had ended earlier in return. It is so great to hear the announcer scream, "Oh, the band is out on the field!" Stanford was 5-5 on the season, in which they had beaten highly rated Ohio State and Washington. They needed this win to become bowl eligible. Representatives of the Hall of Fame Bowl were there to give Stanford an invite to play Vanderbilt had they won the game.
And because they lost, that was John Elway's final college game at Stanford. By the way, Ron Rivera was on Cal on their defense. But Tony, if they had replay back then, they probably would have called that back. Maybe somebody's knee touched the ground, maybe a forward lateral. Something tells me it wouldn't have stood.
That's so interesting. I didn't even realize that both those guys were in that game. I did not.
Yeah.
Happy trails to the Tulane Green Wave in double overtime. Talk about a terrible way to lose a game. Tulane is up on 25th ranked Tulsa, 21-14, with 6 seconds to go last night. Tulsa is down to its third string quarterback, Davis Brin, and they are 37 yards out. Brin goes for the Hail Mary and, shades of DeAndre Hopkins, he gets it. Game tied, go to overtime. In the first overtime, both teams kick field goals. So they go to a second overtime and lightning strikes. With Tulane on the Tulsa 3-yard line, Tulane passes and Tulsa intercepts for a 96-yard pick six by Zaven Collins. Tulsa wins 30-24, and they cover because Tulane is getting 5.5. What a bad beat that is. This was Tulsa's third straight big comeback win. They were down 17-3 to East Carolina, down 24-7 to SMU. Tulsa has outscored its American Conference opponents 58-17 in the fourth quarter so far.
This was a remarkable win. By the time Brin had entered, the starting quarterback went out in the first half with an injury. The backup went out in the third quarter. They were down 14-0. So all the points were because of the third-string quarterback. That is a great, great win. Really is.
Yeah, and apparently they are down, but they are never out. We have some omissions. The Pac-12 canceled the Washington State-Stanford game due to COVID. And the Athletic reports the Bucs are moving on from their pursuit of Bogdan Bogdanovich. Frank, this is stunning to me. The reporting didn't say that Bogdanovich wasn't going to play with Giannis. It never said that. And everybody was so excited. Oh, this is the way they will keep Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee by getting him a great shooter like this. What is going to happen there?
Well, you mentioned Giannis. Think about all the teams that have a vested interest in Giannis not staying in Milwaukee. Miami, Toronto, Golden State, the Lakers, the Dallas Mavericks. Do you think there's a chance that maybe one of those teams or multiple teams complain to the league? Why is this story getting out on a late Monday night when free agency doesn't start until Friday? For the whoever leaked this story absolutely kills the Milwaukee Bucks right here. That doesn't mean that Giannis isn't coming back, but this is a big blow for them.
I'll tell you who ought to go there, Gordon Hayward. He ought to go there right
now. Right.
Maybe that would keep Giannis. Because if I'm Giannis's agent right now, I'm saying, we're out of here, big boy. Let's go to the big finish. The Raptors have been denied permission to play their season in Canada. They'll start the season in Tampa. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no state income tax. You recruit free agents to Tampa for a couple months. Why not? MLB.com reports that the Dodgers are interested in trading for Nolan Arenado. Are you surprised?
Well, he's the best third baseman in the world. But Justin Turner, he's a free agent. Does that mean they think he's going with or without his mask? Because if they get Arenado, he's great. Browns placed Miles Garrett on the COVID reserve list. He will not play Sunday against the Eagles. Is that a big loss?
It absolutely is. I know this. If I'm Carson Wentz, I'm happy that Miles Garrett isn't playing in this game. Anthony Davis is on course to sign again with the Lakers, but plans to consider his options through Thanksgiving. Your thoughts?
A friend of mine said one of his options ought to be Golden State, that they'd be ready to win with him. Wonder if he'd do that. Last one. Does Indiana upset Ohio State tomorrow?
Indiana used to be a basketball program or a basketball school. Ohio State's going to win that game. Close.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Frank Isola. Have a great weekend. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Okay, is Northwestern going to beat Wisconsin?
No. Sorry, Mike. Rough week.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.